What about Timhoye Zokin? Let's say the Kohen, again, that wants to bring his own korban. A Kohen has to bring his own korban chattis. But he's a Zokin, he's an older man. A Yechol or else he's sick. So, Noisna L'chol Kohen Sheyirtze. Here it says he has the right to make a shliach, to give it to any Kohen that he wants to. He could make a shliach to bring the korban for him. But the Avodosai, the Oirai, the meat and the skin of the korban, Lianshe Mishmer, does not go to the Kohen, but rather it's divided up with the people by the Mishmer. That's the halacha. Now the question is why? For the Gemara, Hai Zokin Hechel Hechidami. What are we talking about? What type of an old man or what type of a sick Kohen is this? If the Kohen is able to do the Avoida, even though he's old, Avodosai, the Oiranami, Teddy Day, if so, then the skin and the meat should also belong to him. It's his korban. And that's the halacha here. When a Kohen brings his own korban, the skin and the meat go to him also. The Kohen is so old that he can't do the avoid at all. So if the Kohen can't do the avoid at all, shliach heichi mishavya. How could he appoint a shliach? A shliach is always shluchu shladim kemaisai. Instead of you doing it, you could appoint somebody else. But it's only if you're able to do it. But if you're so old that you can't do the avoid yourself, so you can't appoint a shliach either. So what's the case here that he's allowed to appoint a shliach? But eating from it, he doesn't eat from it. Omer Rav the Teretz is like this. We're talking about the person who's very old, is very sick. He could do the avoida very hard. It'll be very hard for him to do it, but he could do the avoida. Like by force, he could force himself to do the avoida. Therefore, it's like this. Even though he would do it, it would be called a good avoida. Even though he has to force himself, it's very hard. But lamaisi, he could do it. It's called the avoida. Therefore, meshav yishliach. He has the right to appoint a shliach to bring it for him. But achila, by eating the meat of the korban, he can't eat it so well. He could only eat it by force, very hard. Therefore, that's not called an achila. Rashi says, the Gemara says, achila gasi. That's considered like an achila gasa. So Rashi explains, why is it an achila gasi? He's not eating too much here, other rabba. He can't eat anything. But the same svar, Rashi says, shenafshe kotzebo. We always know an achila means something you enjoy to eat. That's called eating. An achila gasa, when you fill yourself up to the gills, you can't eat no more, that's not called an achila, because you don't enjoy that eating. Here also, this person's so old that he doesn't enjoy the eating, that's not called an achila. Therefore, that's not called an achila's kachim. Therefore, since he himself can't eat it, therefore, he can't make a shliach either. Therefore, achila gasa, achila gasa, lav klumu, mishamachi, avoida, v'yar liyan shemishmer. Therefore, the skin and the meat of this korban does not go to him, but rather it goes to the anshe mishmer. That's the lach of the zokin and the chaylov. Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes like this: Em hoye koyin tomei bekorban siba. What's going to be if the koyin was tomei, but it's involved now with the korban siba? A korban siba we know is the chuyo hutra betuma. If the whole siba, rover the siba is tomei, still you're allowed to bring the korban even though you're tomei. So what's going to be now if you have a koyin tomei that by a korban siba? So now noisno lochol mirtsu yitza. He has the right to give it to anyone that he wants to. So Rashi says, Tohoyo du yochol akrivoi, to a korban sibur doiche. So Rashi says, the case is a moya koyin shel hamishmer tomei, v'yeshla korban sibur hakr. Like he's, it's not his own private korban, it's a korban sibur. But he's a koyin from this mishmer, that really he's a koyin that's allowed to do the avoida, and he became tomei today. So now he would have wanted to bring this korban sibur. The locher is noisne lachol koyin sheyitza. Rashi says, the hoyo du yochol akrivoi, since he could really bring the korban, to a korban siba doich es atumah. That's the loch. A korban siba could be brought betumah. Therefore, since he could bring it, shliach nami motzi yovet, he could bring it and he can make a shliach. Korban siba bo betumah. But v'yei necha betumah. But you're not allowed to eat the meat when you're tummy. Therefore, the locher is, this koyin has a right to appoint a koyin that's called the chom ishi yirtzah. But v'yavoidosa v'yoruli anshe mishmor. But the meat of the korban, or the skin of the korban, that does not go back to this koyin that's tummy, but rather it goes to the rest of the mishmor. Now the Gemara says, hey, Kidami, what are we talking about over here? If there are some kahanim here that are tohor, if so, teneyim imotzi avdi, can a koyin tomei do the avoida at all, even though it's a korban sibur? But in the case where we have kahanim that are tohorim, pshita, they should bring the korban, and not the koyin that's tomei. So how do you tell me this koyin tomei is allowed to bring it, therefore we can make a shliach? No. If there are kahanim that are tohorim there, he has no shaykes to the korban. The other kahanim are supposed to bring it. V'dilekatorim elam, you want to tell me now, all the kana matameim, there are no torim. If so, avaydasa v'yor li'an shemishmer. How does the Brisa say that the meat of this korban and the skin goes to the rest of the mishmer? Hotameim ninu. And if the kana matameim, even though they can bring a korban sibor, but they're not allowed to eat from it, you can't eat it. You have to burn the korban. So how does it say here, if all the kana matameim, how does it say then that they could eat the meat? For lo imatzi achta, they can't eat it. So we're answering like this. Amar Rava, Eimar rather labale mumim torim shebayse mishman. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about true all the kahanim were tameim here. There were no kahanim that torim. Therefore, any kohen that's tameim could do the avoda. So if you were the one that was supposed to do it, you have a right to make a shliach for somebody else to do it. But when it comes to eat it, you know who can eat it? A kohen that's a bal mum and he's tohor. The locher is a kohen that's a bal mum. Even though he can't do the avoid, he can't be makar of the korban, but he's allowed to eat from the meat of the korban. A kohen that's a bal mum could eat. That's what we're talking about over here. That there was some kahanim from the mishmar that became bali mumim, and they remained tohurim. Therefore, they are the ones that are allowed to eat from this meat. But all the kahanim that were shalim, they were tameim. So therefore, the korban was brought to tumah, but the bali mumim, they were allowed to eat from this from the meat. Amar Rav Asher, Asher says like this. Im hoye koyin gadol oinin. Let's say you have a kohen gadol that one of his seven kraivim were mace that day. He's an oinin even before the kibura. The first day is called an oinin. So locher is a kohen gadol, even though he's an oinin, still he's allowed to do the avoda. He's allowed to be makav kabonis. Is nice to lachol kohen sheyirza. Since he could do the avoda if he wanted to, he's allowed to appoint a shliach. He could appoint any kohen to bring the korban for him. But the avodasa v'yoreh li'an shemishmer, who gets the skin or the meat, that goes to the an shemishmer. Because a kohen gadol, when he's an oinein, he can't eat from the korban. Even though he could be makrivit, but there's only a special heter, he could bring it, but he can't eat from it. And Pasuk just says, "Chsiv the yavol imay lo yitamei or min amikdash lo yaitzei." That means he doesn't leave the avoda, but avada is not allowed to eat from the meat. Therefore, the meat still goes to the an shemishmer. So the more my kamash, what are you teaching me over here? Tanini, we learned this already once. Kohen gadol makriv oinein v'yenei oichol. Kohen gadol's allowed to bring a korban even though he's an oinein. Even though his father died today, even before the kfura, he's allowed to bring the korban. But v'yenei oichol, he can't eat from it. And also v'yenei chelek lechol erev. He's not allowed to say, give me a portion and I'll hold on to it and I'll leave it tonight. Like you hold ikar aninus midirais is only yoy mechod. And laila rishonah, some say it's only midirabonon. Still, the kohen gadol can't take any portion from the meat. Even to take it first either at night time, he can't take it. So it's a mission already. So what are you telling me over here? What's Rav Ashi teaching me over here? So Rav Ashi says like this. Salka taitachim, I would have thought to say, ki chas rachmona le de kohen gadol l'karevi hu. When did the Torah give permission for the kohen gadol to do the avoda? Even though he's an oinein, if he does it himself. Ah, well, a shavya shliach l'motzim a shavya. But maybe when he doesn't want to do the avoda himself, just he wants to appoint a shliach, maybe that no. To appoint a shliach, we say, listen, you're an oinein, you can't appoint a shliach. That's Rav Ashi's chiddush. That no, that if he wants to appoint a shliach, he can appoint a shliach. What's nafkamina? It's called his shliach. It's called the korban was being brought by him. Shluch shalom kamaisai. That's Rav Ashi's chiddush. So if the kohen gadol wanted to bring it himself, that shit he could do it. He'd be mechadish even though he doesn't want to do it himself. He wants another kohen to do it with his shliach as his shliach. That's also good. It's called it's a shliach of the kohen gadol. The Mishnah says like this: Ha goizel es hager. Somebody steals from a ger. V'nishpaloi, and you swore to him that you did not steal. Umeis, and then the ger dies. Hareze mishalem kerem v'chaimish lekahanim. So, and then you admitted that you stole, that you swore false and you stole. The halacha is now you have to pay kerem, chaimish, and anoshim. But the ger died, and he has no yorshim. So what do you do with the money? That's the postik that you have to give the money to the kahanim. Sheboys the mishmar. So that's the halacha here. Hareze mishalem kerem v'chaimish lekahanim. The yorshim l'mizbeach. And the korban oshim that he has to bring goes to the mizbeach. Shenyam the pasuk says, "V'yemein liish goyel lohoshiv oshim or elov." If the person has no yorshim to receive the money, oshim amushav l'Hashem l'kayin. That's the money that's returned goes to the kahanim. Milvad elakipur mashiach apiboy. Not only does the korban oshim go to the kahanim, but hu adin the money also goes to the kahanim. Shechaboy olov. And that was the drasha we had before, that just like the carbon goes to the kahanim, hu adin, the money goes to the kahanim also. Now, ho yamalo es hakesev yesh oshim. Let's say you were on your way to bring up the money and the oshem, umeis, and the person died, the goslin died. In other words, you stole from a ger, you swore, and then the ger died. The lacha is you have to bring up your keren and chaimish and give it to the kohanim, which is korban oshem. So the goslin now died on his way up. So lacha is hakesev yinosav lebonav, that the money taka goes to his kids. The money doesn't have to go anymore to the kohanim. The money goes to his kids. Rosh Hashesha goslin. So zochabed mimisa sager el duboy lenevet ashav kiyechad tehevet lekaporo ashvu osoy vashdu su lekaporo kivin emeislei. That really this halacha that you give the money to the kohanim is only a kapora for you, for the father that swore false. So therefore, now that the father died, he doesn't need this kapora anymore. Therefore, the children that yashin the money do not have to give the money to the kohanim. But the Osham and the Korban Osham, also the same thing. Now that the father, the Goslin, died, it's like there's no reason to bring the Korban. So therefore, Osham Yirol, let the Osham Pesha stay in the Pesha, actually you starve until it becomes a Balmum. And when it becomes a Balmum, then you can be poyder it. The Yimocher, and then the Hegdish will sell it. The Yiplu Dom of Limadava, and the money will be brought for Nadava. The Rashi says, to have the Osham Shemesu Bolov, to the loch of a Korban Osham that the Balam died, the Kamel Kamon, Kol Shebechatis Mesa, the Osham Roya. Anytime by korban chatis that the animal has to die, by korban oshem we let it pesher until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it, and with the money you bring in the dava. Rashi says l'shefor is ketsam esbeich oilas bas l'shem verotakanim. They bring the korban oil and the skin goes to kahanim. Now, no son, what's going to be though? Let's say the gazlan didn't die, and the gazlan comes now to the Beit Hamikdash. So no son hakesav liyanshe mishmer. He gave the money already to the yanshe mishmer. Umeis. And then the goslin died before he brought the korban. So now, ein ha-yorshim mechodom loitzim yodom. The yorshim can't take the money away from the kohanim anymore. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'ish ha-sheyitin la-koyin lo-yiyah. It means, mashm, as soon as you gave the money to the kohanim, they have a right to keep it. Even though the goslin died before he brought the korban oshim, so what? As soon as you paid the money to the kohanim, they have a right to keep it. What's going to be nosan ha-kesev li-yorif? You gave the money to the first mishmer, yoyorif, that's from the first mishnah. Rashi says, Rishon l'chol ha-mishmaros. The Oshem l'yediyah. But you waited, you didn't bring the Korban Oshem to wait later on. Yediyah, Rashi says, that's from the Lash Mishmarim. Is Yotza? Still Yotza. In other words, even though you paid your Karen and Chemish this month, and you brought your Korban Oshem 5 months later, still it's okay. That's still Yotza. What about the opposite way? Let's say Oshem l'yayarub. You brought your Korban Oshem first, to the first Mishmar. The kess of the money, you didn't return it. You didn't pay the money up yet. But you gave the money, liyidiyah, to the last mishmer, 6 months later. So then you're not yotze. That depends. In kayim osham, if on the first mishmer, then you haven't brought that korban osham, you have to let it stay around. Then it's good. Yakrivei levnei yidiyah. Let them bring it now. And now, since the money is returned, then it's okay. But v'yimloi, if that korban was brought before you brought the money, so now yachzav yovei osham acher, you have to bring another korban osham. That first korban osham is no good. You know why? Shahamevi gzeiloi. Actually, hevi asham ayotzei. The law of the klal is like this. Again, you are a guy you stole from a ger and you swore false to him and then you admit it. So you have a chiv now to pay back keren, chaimish, and a korban osham. See, if you give the money back first, even though you didn't bring the korban osham yet, you bring the korban osham 6 months from now, yotzei. Still, that saidi was good. But the opposite way, hevi ashamay, if you brought your korban osham first, and the kohanim brought it with makrovit, actually hevi gzeloi, before you return the gezel, it's like teivel sheretz biyodai, lo yotzei, then you're not yotzei, that korban is no good. The korban osham, the kapara is only good if you pay back the money. But if when they bring the korban osham, you still did not return the money yet, that korban is useless, lo yotzei. Therefore, later when you bring the money, 6 months from now, you have to bring another korban osham. Let's say you paid the keren. Just the chaymish you didn't pay, and then they brought the korban osham. Ein ha-chaymish makiv. The chaymish is not makiv. The korban is still a good korban, still you yaitz of the mitzvah. The keren is makiv. That you're not allowed to bring your korban osham before you bring the money. Tana Rabbanim, look like this. Osham, the pasuk says, vidashin ze keren. That means you have to pay back the money. Hamushav ze chaymish. That goes on the fifth. You have to pay. But maybe not that way. El osham ze ayil. Maybe osham means here the korban itself. Well, am I not kamina lafukim in the rav to go against rava? The yomer rava says gozal hager sheherziro balayla lo yotza, that somebody stole from a ger and he returned it to him at night time is not yotza. If you turn it halfway, also you're not yotza. My time of why not? Because oshem kai rachmona. Because we say the payment of the keren is called like a korban oshem, and a korban oshem is only by day and not at night time. They can't do the chatzoyim. Oshem kai rachmona. Kishuoyim milvad elakipurim heviyoyim oshem ze keren. Since the pasuk says later milvad elakipurim, in other words, the korban oshem is the elakipurim. To the beginning of the pasuk, when it says oshem haray oyma oshem ze keren, that the oshem means the keren. So it's teaching us that the keren has the same halacha like the korban oshem. Right. That's not kumina. That's what's teaching us right now. So I said the nafkumina is of the start of dashing that oshem means keren. So with dashing, why does the pasuk called keren oshem? That the keren has the same halacha like a korban oshem. Just like a korban oshem is not bo balayla, because we know the pasuk says by kavonis tzeiv biyoyim savosai and what in Vienna boy lechatsoyim af keren, the same halacha applies to this keren. You can't pay back the keren aideta by night time, and you can't pay back half of the keren. Right. Tani, we learn the price like this. Oshom ze keren. Also, hamushav ze chomish. That means the chomish. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Elo oshom ze chomish. L'mayin afkimin. What do you mean to say oshom called the chomish? Le'afukim masis. To go against our Mishnah. The Tanan, our Mishnah says, nosim le'yes hakerem le'nosim not chomish. If you paid off the keren but not the chomish, ain't a chomish makiv. So maybe the pasuk means, because the pasuk says oshom. So we say oshom means the keren. For tomorrow, maybe no. Maybe oshom means the chomish. And then that will be makiv. Kozman, you don't pay back the fifth, the korban is no good. Heavy Yoima, I'll tell you, no, Oshem Zekeren. No, that Oshem means the Keren. Tan Yidach, another bright says, Oshem Zekeren. Oshem means Keren. Hamushav Zechemish. Or the Gezla Gera Kosimadaber. Or Yaina, maybe not that way, Yala Mushav Zekefel. Maybe now we're talking about Kefel. Or the Gneva Sagera Kosimadaber. And it's talking about Gneva Sagera, where you stole from a Ger, and then we caught you, that you have to pay Kefel. There's a passage talking about Barosh that we had before, Keren Levad Shu Barosh. We're talking about that there's no Kefil involved. There's only Keren, and when you pay back Keren, then you pay back Chomish. Like we had the Gemara before. Whenever you have to pay Kefil, you're potter from Chomish. Now we'll explain. Gufa, what we just learned before, Omar Rovo, Gezel Hager. Sheikh Zira Balayla, somebody stole from a ger, and now he wants to return the money at night time. Lo yotza, he's not yotzis chayv. Hech ziru, chatzoin, if he returns halfway, lo yotza. My time, and again, we're talking about all these cases that you stole from the ger, and you swore to him that you didn't steal, and then you yourself are moida. So you have a chiv now to pay back keren, chaymish, and a korban oshem. So in these cases, if you pay back the keren at night time, or you pay back lechatzoin only half now, and half next week, lo yotza, not yotza. Yeah, my time, what's the reason? Oshom kai rachmona. Because the pasuk called this payment of paying back the keren, the Torah says oshom. So why is the Torah called oshom for? That the payment of the keren has a locha like a korban oshom. That you have to do it at daytime, and those things at one shot. The Yom Rav says another chiddush. Gozal hager, shein b'shava pruto. If you steal from a ger, shein b'shava pruto. L'chol kain v'kayin, lo yotzi dechavosai. Like we know the mitzvah now again, when the ger dies, what do you have to do with this money that you stole? You have to return it to all the kahanim in the mishmar. Let's say there are 10 kahanim there. So you have to divide it up equally in 10 portions. So let's say you only stole 5 frutas worth from the ger. So if you're going to take now these 5 frutas and return it and divide it equally between the 10 kahanim in the mishmar, each one will only get a half of a pruta. So you're not yotzi yidei chavosai. It's no good. Lo yotzi yidei chavosai. My timer, the chsiv oshem hamushav. That means ad shehei hashav l'chol kain v'kain. You have to return it. There has to be a worth a shav of prut at least. Teach one of them. So Rashi learns the pshat is sheb mishma u'moisav mishaloi oid l'hashlim. In such a case, what do you have to do? You have to add on your own money. In the case that you only stole 5 prutas worth, and there are 10 kahanim in the mishmar, what you have to do to be yotzi your mitzvah is you have to add on another 5 prutas. Now you're returning 10 prutas. It comes that each kohen gets one pruta. That's good. That's what you have to do. So that's Rabbi Zvi Nosson. My time with the Chidah Barashma Mushom. Atshiei hashava mechol kohen mekohen. Boy, Rabbi shall like this. Ein bar l'mishmeres yayorav. Let's say when you want to return the money right now to this first Mishnah yayorav, you don't have enough. You stole, let's say, 5 prutas worth. And in this Mishnah of yayorav, there are 6 kohanim there.